Gabriela.
Cody Stowe, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You're the first to arrive.
Oh, okay.
So we're going to be waiting for...
Oh, no.
Good afternoon, Cody Stowe.
Cody Stowe, good afternoon.
We'll start momentarily.
Okay, I'll go ahead and mute to be ready.
Muting also.
Please join me in saying the Anabakoa. Anabakoa, Gedula Chimimcha. Tati Serura Alfred Gimel Yitzhak Tzadi Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagbeinu Zaharenu Nora Kufrei Shayan Sintet Nun Nagibor Dorshe Yehudcha Kivavat Shamrem Nun Gimel Dalet Yudkav Shin Barchen Tacharem Rachame Sitkatcha Tamid Gamrem Betet Reish Saditav Gimel Hasin Kadosh Biro Tuvka Nael Adata Ket Kufet Et Anayan Yachid Gea Lamcha Pene Zokre Kidushata Yud Gimelamet Ezayan Kuf Shavatinu Kabel Ushbati akatenu yodea talubo shinkufav tadiyuta. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rahum Vechanun, Erech Apayim, Virav Chesed Be'emet, Notzer Chesed La'alafim, Noseyawon Wafesha, Vechata'a Benake. We will now connect to the energy of certainty by connecting to a verse from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. It comes from Parashat Yitro. It's Pasuk 29, and we'll begin with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud, Kutshabri, Hu, Ishkin, Kabitkinu, Urchimu, Utkilo, Utkilu, Urchimu. Le'akta, L'shem, Yudhe, Bavavhe. Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, La'asok Torah Mitzvah, Vayehino Am Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Penenei Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Penenehu. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Tane Nan Dekucha Berichu Koma De'aved Le'ela Wittata Kolaihu Kishot Viovada Dikshot Belei Blach Mila Bialma Divae Barnash Bedach Yale Yamine Aulan Haga Beyakalana Dehakuhu Ovada Dikshot Inun Wikolait Sterich Alma. The energy of the current year, the year 5780, has a revealed energy of compensation and a concealed energy of Shefa. The way we connect the two is to reveal the Shefa and to connect it to the compensation by studying a verse from the Tanakh that connects to both of these energies. So the first verse that we will study today is from Ezekiel. It's chapter 22, verse 5. Excuse me, it's Ezekiel 23, verse 36. Vayomer Hashem Eli ben Adam Atishbot et ahalai et ahaliva v'haged lachem et ato avotechem. In the year 5774, the energy was peace in the Middle East. And there is one verse from the Tanakh that we study to connect to this energy. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom le'amil Yisrael untati v'shatan ta'akta v'lo yirgaz Od willow Yosifu, Bene Avlala Anoto, Ta Asher Barishona. We will now connect to the 72 names of God, utilizing the tool of saying each letter with its root vowel out loud in sequence. Wahi wayo layo sayote alame mehe shila lahe aka aka heta ezayo alada la awahe heya yozalame behe eyereyo hekome la awaka layo la wawa behe la. Nulaha yo 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 me la he 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 wa nuta he he a a yo re ta shi a he re yo yo a wa me la ka be wa shi re yo he wa la he he ta wa ko me nuta anu yo he wa me re he a yo yo za. Hey, 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 me yo ha, wa wa la yo la he, sa a la re yo, a shi la me yo he, wa he wa da nu yo, hey, hey, shi a me me, nu nu a nu yo ta, me be he, pe wa yo, nu me me yo yo la, hey, re he, me ta re, wa me be yo, hey, hey, a nu a me he yo. Da me be me nu ko ayo a he be wa re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. We will now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Sadiqim utilizing the same tools. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me me be shi la yo he anu a ka me da he he yo anu da la he wa he me a yo ta la me re he he yo yo he me me la wa wa ka be yo la yo wa pe nu la nu me ha yo ya he yo me nu he he. Nu yo hey hey she ya yo re ta she ya hey re la yo am wa me la yo be wa hey re yo yo wa la hey hey ka a ko me nu da anu yo hey a hey wa me re hey ya yo ke za hey she hey me ka ka wa wa la yo yo hey. Sa ala re yo a ala me kahe. Wa he wa da la yo he yo shi ala me. Nu he a nu wa ta me la he te a yo. Nu ko me yo re la he be she me ta re. Wa he be yo a he ala wa me za yo. Da he be me ka to ala a he he wa. Re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. The names of the Sadiqim who left this day. The 29th day of Sivan. There are no Sadiqim who chose this day to leave. But this evening, Rosh Chodesh Aleph of Tammuz, Rabbi Moshe ben Rabbi Levi Nachara, Rabbi Chaim ben Rabbi Yitzchak Kitsa, Rabbi Shlomo Kluger, and Rabbi Meir Rosenbaum of Prichner. We connect to the Ani meditation, which is a tool we use to climb the tree of life. Malchut, yo aheni wa yo hey, yo aheni wa yo hey, yo aheni wa yo hey, you so, you ahuni wu yo hu, you ahuni wu yo hu. You ahuni wu yohu. Od. You ahuni wu yohu. You ahuni wu yohu. You ahuni wu yohu. No, netzah. Ye ahini wu yohi. Ye ahini wu yohi. Ye ahini wu yohi. Eferet. Yo ahuni wu yohu. Yo ahuni wu yohu. Yo ahoni wo yo ho. Gevura. Yaash. Niwiyosh. Yaash. Niwiyosh. Yaash. Niwiyosh. Chesed. Yaaheni wo yo he. Yaaheni wo yo he. Yaaheni wo yo he. Bina. Yeah, I ain't way yo hey. Yeah, I ain't way yo hey. Yeah, I ain't way yo hey. Akma. Yeah, honey, way yo ha. Yeah, honey, way yo ha. Yeah, honey, way yo ha. Get her. Yeah, honey, way yo ha. Yeah, honey, way yo ha. Ya ahani wa yoha. And now for the Ma meditation. Yud, yud hey, yud hey wow. Yud hey wav hey yud, yud hey, yud hey wav, yud hey wav hey yud, yud hey, yud hey wav, yud hey wav hey yud, yud hey, yud hey wav, yud hey wav hey yud. Yud hey, yud hey, wav, yud hey, wav, hey. And now for the Kaddish. We will say the abridged Kaddish together. Itkadal, itkadashime rabbah. And we all say Amen. Bialma divra kirute viam lich malchute bechayechon liomechon uvechaye. Tikol beit Yisrael vagala uvizman kariz. It barach vishtabach vipar vipromam vit nasei vitadar vitale vitalal kemede kucha. The Eila min kol birkata vishirata, tushbechata v'nechemata, da'ami ran bi'alma. Yehe shlama rabba min shamaya, v'chaim aleinu v'al kol Yisrael, v'yimru amen. Oseh shalom bimromal, hu yaseh shalom aleinu, we all call Yisrael, v'yimru amen. Our class today continues the study of the 10 Lumen Examinations. You'll find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in the 10th row, the second column from the left. That opens up to a landing page. Please scroll down to class number 2, the handout of the 10 Luminous Emanations for class 2, begins at section 17, which is where we left off last week. The 8th verse of the Ana B'Koach, we say in a whisper. And now we will begin with a L'Shem Yichud. L'Shem Yichud Kudcha Barichu Ishkinte Birkilu Urchimu Udkilu Udkilu Urchimu L'Yakta V'Shem Yudhei V'Vav Hei V'Yichuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La Soktora Mitra, Vayahino Amadunai Lohino Alena Maseya Deno Kananea, Lena Maseya Deno Kananehu. Hence, the student's pledges prior to the study to strengthen himself in faith in the Creator and in his guidance in reward and punishment and cause and effect. As our sages said, your landlord is liable to reward you for your work. One should aim one's labor to be for the mitzvot of the Torah, and in this way he will be imparted the pleasure of the light in it. His faith will strengthen and grow through the remedy in this light, as it is written, it shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Then one's heart shall rest assured that from lo lishma, he will come to lishma. Thus, even one who knows about himself that he has not been rewarded with faith, still has hope through the practice of Torah. For if one sets one's heart and mind to attain faith in the Creator through it, there is no greater mitzvah than that. As our sages said, Habakkuk came and stressed only that the righteous shall live by his faith. Moreover, there is no other counsel than this, as it is written in the Masechet Baba Satra. Rabbi said, Job wished to rid the whole world of judgment. He said before him, Lord, thou hast created the righteous. Thou hast created the wicked, who holds you down. And Rashi interprets there, thou hast created righteous by means of the good inclination. Thou hast created wicked by means of the evil inclination. Hence, none are saved from thy hand, for who holds you down? Coerced are the sinners. And what did the friends of Job reply? Indeed, you do away with fear and impair devotion before Hashem. The Creator has created the evil inclination. He has created for it the spice of Torah. Rashi interprets that, created the Torah, which is a spice that revokes the thoughts of transgression. As it is written, if thou comes across this villain, pull him to the Beit HaMikdash. If he is hard, he will soften. Hence, not coerced are they, for they could save themselves. And by commentary, I should have mentioned this earlier. Whenever you read reward and punishment, you should know that Rabbi Ashlag is using the words that mean cause and effect. There is no reward and there is no punishment in Torah and mitzvot. And this is the truer meaning of lishma, for its own sake. Section 18. Clearly, they cannot rid themselves of the judgment if they say that they received that spice and still have thoughts of transgression, meaning that they are still in doubt and the evil inclination has not yet melted. This is because the Creator who created it and gave the evil inclination its strength evidently knew to create the remedy and the spice liable to wear off the power of the evil inclination and eradicate it altogether. And if one practices Torah and fails to remove the evil inclination from himself, it is either that he has been negligent in giving the necessary labor and exertion in the practice of Torah, as it is written, I have not labored but found. Do not believe. Or perhaps one did put in the necessary amount of labor and has been negligent in the quality. This means that while practicing Torah, they did not set their minds and hearts to draw the light in the Torah, which brings faith to one's heart. Rather, they have been absent-minded about the principal requirement demanded of the Torah, namely the light that yields faith. And although they initially aimed for it, their minds went astray during the study. Either way, one cannot rid oneself of the judgment by arguing coercion. For our sages strictly state, I have created the evil inclination. I have created for it the spice of Torah. If there had been any exceptions in that, then Jacob's question would remain valid. My commentary. Why is the phrase that the Torah is created as a spice to be used against the evil inclination? Food without spice is bland, and no one eats this unless there is no choice. There is always a choice, since free will is an important aspect of creation. Spice is used to entice one to eat. Torah is a spice, and we should always keep that in mind. It is not the goal in itself, but an enticement to the goal. Section 19. Through all that has been explained thus far, I have removed a great complaint about the words of Rabbi Chaim Vital in his introduction to the Sha'ar HaHakdamot, to the Gate of Introductions by the Ari, and the introduction to the Tree of Life. He writes, indeed, one should not say, I shall go and engage in the wisdom of Kabbalah before he engages in the Torah, in the Mishnah, in the Talmud. This is because our sages have already said, one should not enter the pardes unless he has filled his stomach with meat and wine. This is like a soul without a body. It has no reward or act or consideration before it is connected in a body. When it is whole, erected in the mitzvot of the Torah, in the 613 mitzvot. Conversely, when one is occupied with the wisdom of the Mishnah and the Babylonian Talmud, and does not give a share to the secrets of Torah and its concealments as well, it is like a body that sits in the dark without a human soul, God's candle which shines within it. Thus the body is dry and does not draw from a source of life. Thus, a wise disciple who practices Torah Lishma should first engage in the wisdom of the Bible, in the Mishnah, and in the Talmud, as long as his mind can tolerate. Afterwards, he will delve into knowing his Maker in the wisdom of truth. It is as King David commanded his son Shlomo, know thou the God of thy father, and serve him. And if that person finds the study of the Talmud heavy and difficult, he is better off leaving his hand off of it, since he has tested his luck in this wisdom and engaged in the wisdom of truth. It is written, a disciple who has not seen a good sign in his study within 5 years will also not see it. Thus, every person whose study is easy must dedicate a portion of 1 or 2 hours a day to study the halakha, the Jewish code of laws, and explain and interpret the questions in the literal halakha. My commentary. That is why when I am asked what to study, I recommend Chok Yisrael. This is a series of daily study created by the Arizal. It takes less than an hour a day, except on Friday, which can be completed on Shabbat. It includes all the 10 levels of Torah, the 5 books of Moses, the prophets, the writings, the Mishnah, the Gemara, the Zohar, the Halakha, Rashi's commentary, ethical teachings from the Sefer Chassadim, and Musar, which is not included in the Chok Yisrael. Here is the website for the online source of Chok Yisrael. Section 20. These words of his seem very perplexing. He is saying that before one succeeds in the study of the literal, one should already engage in the wisdom of truth. This contradicts his former words that the wisdom of Kabbalah without the truth, the wisdom of Kabbalah without the literal Torah, is as a soul without a body, having no deed, no consideration, or no cause. The evidence he brings of a disciple who did not see a good sign is even more perplexing, for our sages said that he should therefore abandon the study of Torah, but certainly it is to caution him to examine his ways and try with another rav or in another portion, but he must certainly not leave the Torah. Even the literal Torah. My commentary. Remember the questions that Rabbi Ashlag asked early in this discussion? These questions were really excuses for not studying Kabbalah. This section and the section below it, number 21, are teaching us that there is no reason to not study Kabbalah. Not only that, but it is necessary to study Kabbalah. Section 21. It is even more difficult to understand, both in the words of Rabbi Chaim Vital and in the words of the Gemara. It is implied in their words that one needs some specific preparation and merit to attain the wisdom of Torah. Yet our sages said, in the Midrash Rabbah, in the portion, and this is the blessing, the Creator said unto Israel, regard the whole wisdom, and the whole Torah is easy. Anyone who fears me and observes the words of the Torah, the whole wisdom and the whole Torah are in his heart. Thus we need no prior merit here, and only by virtue of fear of God and the keeping of mitzvot is one granted the whole wisdom of the Torah. Verse 22. Indeed, if we examine his words, they will clarify before us as pure heavenly stars. The text, he is better off leaving his hand off it. Once he has tested his luck in this revealed wisdom, does not refer to luck of wit and erudition. Rather, it is as we have explained above in the explanation. I have created the evil inclination. I have created for it the spice of Torah. It means that one has delved and exerted in the revealed Torah. And still the evil inclination is in power and has not melted at all. This is because he is still not saved from thoughts of transgression. As Rashi writes, above in the explanation, I have created for it the spice of Torah. Hence he advises him to leave his hands off of it and engage in the wisdom of truth, for it is easier to draw the light in the Torah while practicing and laboring in the wisdom of truth than in laboring in the literal Torah. The reason is very simple. The wisdom of the revealed is clothed in external corporeal physical clothes, such as stealing or plundering, torts, etc. For this reason, it is difficult and heavy for any person to aim his mind and heart for the Creator while studying so as to draw the light in the Torah. It is even more so for a person for whom the study of in the Talmud itself is heavy and arduous. How can he remember the Creator during the study, since the scrutiny concerns physical matters and cannot come in him simultaneously with his intention for the Creator? Therefore, he advised him to practice the wisdom of Kabbalah, as this wisdom is entirely clothed in the names of the Creator. Then he will certainly be able to easily aim his mind and heart to the Creator during the study, even if he is the slowest learner. This is so because the study of the issues of the wisdom and the Creator are one and the same, and this is really very simple. Verse 23. Hence he brings good evidence from the words of the Gemara. A disciple who has not seen a good sign in his study after 5 years will also not see it. Why did he and not see a good sign in his study? Certainly it is only due to the absence of the intention of the heart, and not because of any lack of aptitude, as the wisdom of the Torah requires no aptitude. Instead, as it is written in the above study, the Creator said unto Israel, regard the whole wisdom, and the whole Torah is easy. Anyone who fears me and observes the words of the Torah, the whole wisdom and the whole Torah are in his heart. Of course, one must accustom oneself in the light of Torah and mitzvot, and I do not know how much. One might remain in waiting all his years. Hence, the Baraita warns us to not wait longer than 5 years. Moreover, Rabbi Yossi says that only 3 years are quite sufficient to be granted the wisdom of the Torah. If one does not see a good sign within that length of time, one should not fool himself with false hopes and deceit, but know that he will never see a good sign. Hence, one must immediately find himself a good tactic by which to succeed in achieving Lishma and to be granted the wisdom of the Torah. The Baraita did not specify the tactic, but it warns to not remain seated in the same situation and wait longer. This is the meaning of the Rav's words, that the surest and most successful tactic is the engagement in the wisdom of Kabbalah. One should leave one's hand entirely from engagement in the wisdom of the revealed Torah, since he has already tested his luck in it and did not succeed, and he should dedicate all his time to the wisdom of Kabbalah, where his success is certain. That's the end of this handout. Does anyone have any questions? We have additional time, but it would be better for us to contemplate what has been said before we move on. And this is a good place to take a break in the study, because next week and the week after, we will be starting to prepare for the 3-week period. So it would be good to contemplate what was being said by Rabbi Ashlag. Are there any questions? I remind you that there will be an advanced reincarnation class today at 3 p.m. West Coast time. Tomorrow there are 3 classes. The one at 11 o'clock continues the study of the basic principles of Kabbalah. In this case, we will study Tzedakah and Truma. Our 4:30 class is a deep Zohar class, and our 7 o'clock class is Rosh Chodesh Tammuz. And just to give you a hint of the energy of the month of Tammuz, it connects to the letter Chet. And the letter Chet is composed of a Vav, which is the letter that created the constellation from the month of Sivan. The other side of the Chet is the Zion, which is the letter that created the constellation of the Gemini, the Tumim. So the word Tammuz can be perceived and translated as the completion, which is the Tam, Vav and Zion, the completion of the Vav and Zion. That is the essence of the energy building of Tammuz. Shabbat Shalom, Kodesh Tov, Shavua Tov, Shalom Gadol to everyone. Shalom.
Shalom. Thank you.
Shalom. Shalom.
Shalom.
Happy Father's Day.
Thank you. Shalom to all.
Shalom.